It was announced on Wednesday that Homegrown Live Music Festival, the annual all-local music festival that took over downtown Kingston on Saturday, May 3rd, achieved record turnout, with over 1,800 attendees, approximately 300 more than the previous record. Homegrown is in support of Joe's Musical Instrument Lending Library, a nonprofit established in honor of Joe Chitlin, a young, beloved musician in Kingston who passed unexpectedly on May 1st, 1999. Joe's Mill has 1,300 instruments available for borrowing, fulfilling Joe's vision of giving everyone a chance to learn to play an instrument. The city was fully immersed in the one-day festival with over 145 acts on 17 stages at venues across the city, including more than 400 individual local musicians who donated their time and talents to support the library. Chris Morris, one of the festival organizers, spoke with CFRC about the energy on the day.
You know, to see 400-plus musicians coming out in one day to all volunteer their time, I think that's the kind of energy that hypes up the rest of the community. Like, so many people, and we're lucky that we have these numbers that we can really brag about. So many people are just excited. Oh my God, there was so much music happening all, and it's all in one day. People always ask about, like, you know, let's do another one in the fall or let's make it a whole weekend. But I don't have any more energy in the year than to do it just once. But we keep it all compressed in one day, so there's just this this energy and this vibe of there is music everywhere, and you hear it pouring out of the Caesar Company, and you hear it coming out of the Toucan basement, and you know we've got two bands playing at the same time at the Buckle and at the Mansion and all this stuff. So it's just like, and you see people walking around with guitar cases and amplifiers and drum kits, and it's, you see them crossing Market Square. What, you know, passing each other saying, oh hey, I'm going to play there now, oh you're going to play the Toucan, great. It's that kind of thing, you know. There's just like 400 plus musicians, they're all downtown at the same time for the same cause, and I think that's what the energy is. And the music fans, which, you know, those are the ones that ultimately buy the wristbands and give us the money to make the donation, they love that. Oh my God, I'm going to plot out my whole day. You know, I'm going to go downtown from 1 o'clock until 9 o'clock, and I'm going to see these seven bands. And you see them at a bar stool with a Sharpie highlighting where they're going to go, making sure they have a map or whatever.
Homegrown is the Mill's largest fundraiser of the year. And this year, the community came through with a grand total of $15,400 in donations. Denny LaRue, president of Joe's Mill, spoke about how the donations will support the mill and, by extension, the community in an interview with CFRC.
We depend on donations and events like this for us to continue to operate. So $15,000 is about 10% of our budget, which is fantastic. So what we do is we'll use that money towards more instruments, towards our education program. We now go out into schools and provide musical workshops to students. Joe's mantra was always, wouldn't it be great if everybody had the opportunity to play an instrument? And here we are 25 years later, and we are giving that opportunity to everybody, from young kids to old fogies like me who just want to go out and borrow an instrument for $25 a year. And that's just for the library card. You can go out and rent any of the 1,300 instruments that we have. Yes, I did say 1,300 instruments, from sitars to xylophones to drums to stuff like guitars, but we have so many different instruments there. What we hope is that people borrow those instruments and become lifelong players.
Aside from the changing landscape of venues and the new addition of a comedy stage this year, Homegrown has maintained a steady approach since its inception. Chris and Denise reflected on why this year was such a hit.
We haven't really changed Homegrown that much. Like, we've been doing it almost the exact same way for 17 years. So we just, you know, we try to expand. We have to adapt to the changing landscape, particularly in, with respect to venues. The musicians are really excited to play. I think that's probably the ultimate factor. So, I mean, we can do logistics all day long, but if no one wants to see these acts, and if the acts don't help promote the festival, then people aren't going to get that excited, right? So I think I saw a lot of social media posts from bands that were just treating this as a big gig, which is great. Sometimes it's a little surprising because they're playing for free and, you know, it's kind of short set sometimes. So, you know, it's like, oh my God, we are playing Homegrown Live. You must come see us, which is what we want to see. And it's great to see bands that are excited and taking ownership, pride in playing Homegrown and supporting the cause.
People have always loved Homegrown. And I think what happened when COVID hit, we saw a downturn, of course, and it took a few years for Homegrown to get back to what it was before. And I think what's happened now is that people are in the swing of things. Even though it was raining, we got a lot of people out. And I think people just love the fact that you, for $10, you can go and see over 140 artists playing in 15 or so venues. And also that it's for the support of Joe's Mill. Whenever I speak and I talk about Joe's Mill, I get loud applause. I think people think and know what a cool place it is and how cool it is to have a musical instrument library. You just don't see that anywhere else.
Both Chris and Denis also highlighted the increase in youth participation that made this year special.
You know, one thing I was thinking about, because, you know, Homegrown always comes around the anniversary of when Joe Chitlin passed away. Every few years, we actually have Homegrown on the anniversary, but he died May 1st, where I was the first weekend in May, right? So so I was thinking, as I was sort of putting out my annual sort of post about Joe, is that it's been 26 years. And, you know, people my age and older got to see him play and knew him a little bit. But there were so many people that played Homegrown that were like born after Joe passed away, or were far too young to go see him at Toucan, right? So so that was kind of on my mind a lot this year. And I was really amazed at how many people come out to play for this thing that is his legacy, that is this memorial tribute to him, right? So and people, you know, saying, oh man, like, I wish I would have known him, or it sounds like he was the coolest guy, and he was. so that part of Homegrown, you know, to me this year in particular, was really touching.
Youngsters playing, and the vibe down there was just wonderful, hearing these kids playing music and performing sometimes for the first time was just really cool.
This has been Christina Laurie with CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative.